This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
There's a reason why you should never work with animals, children, or siblings. Murphy's Law Radio Show, only on Joy 94.9.
949.
17 past 8, Murphy's Law, heading for top of 16 degrees today. What are you looking at me like that for?
Well, I've just been startled this morning because, there's some interesting things. And again,
yes.
Through the gorgeous app, Facebook,
yes.
Could you come across some really interesting stories?
What's this one?
Well, okay, title, report, gay bears enjoy oral sex.
Oh, that caught me off guard.
Did it?
Yeah.
Two gay Croatian bears enjoy oral sex.
But that's not really... Are we talking like bear, like the beyond bears, like bears of the lair?
No,
bears?
We're talking wildlife bears.
Oh, real bears.
Yes. Apparently...
Gay bears.
Gay bears. Apparently these ones in a wildlife sanctuary in Croatia have been observed regularly having oral sex. Oh, dear. Isn't that nice?
Keep going. I like this story.
This is sort of making it sort of like a nasty children's story, isn't it? Well, ladies and gentlemen, or children, should I say, fellatio is rarely observed in non-human species and is usually considered a stress response rather than intended for enjoyment.
Are they stressed out? Are they strung out?
These two are mad for it, apparently.
Strung out gay bears.
Yes.
They need a bit of loving.
Apparently they were removed from their mothers early on in life.
No wonder. Just you're going to have do that behaviour?
You go to the naughty corner.
Get to the naughty corner, not together.
With your friend. Still, I can't. Ooh, I can't.
Keep going with this story. No, this is the best thing I've ever heard.
We suggested the people observing. And
people are sitting there observing.
16 hours.
Behind bushes with binoculars.
Ooh, checking out the creepy
who
bears.
Who could be also naked. I don't
creepy
know.
Creepy humans at this stage. 116 hours of observation. That is just...
That's a lot of watching. Gay bears.
Okay, and it's I like how they say this constitutes the first descriptive report of fellatio in bears. Well, really? I thought there would be reports going back years and years.
So now we've got gay nodding donkey bears out there in the woods.
We do indeed.
Wow.
Isn't it a lovely world?
Is that the end of the story?
I can't get past the little... Just there's pictures and everything.
There are pictures. Where did you Google that? Why were you Googling that? Why were you Googling that?
Tim, our presenter.
I think I'll just Google gay bears. We like to...
Oh, they're so heaven. They're heaven. And I like the way that he says... So all cases appear to be initiated by the provider who approached the receiver while he was resting on his side.
He's resting.
Or with part of his abdomen.
Hey, baby.
No. I don't think
you
we can.
Know what?
No.
No?
We can't
no.
have the bear voice as well. Part of his abdomen exposed.
Are you going to Beyond on Saturday night?
We're going to hell. If the receiver's genitals were not exposed, the provider would push his head into the pelvic region. Or use his paws to separate the hind legs.
Oh,
isn't that nice?
Did they meet on Grindr?
Grindr.
Joy 94.9, love that track. That's a new one from Ella Henderson. It's called Ghost.
Heaven.
Good morning. And if you just woke up and you heard about gay bears doing naughty things in the bush, you're right. You're on our show.
You're welcome. Thank you for joining.
Trevor from Bond Beach.
Thanks for a great morning. You two are hilarious.
Thank you very much.
Sharon sent in, you make my sunshine. I love listening to you every Friday. Thank you. This one
came through as well.
Oh, those gay Croatian bears were clearly inspired by the recent naked pics of the Croatian World Cup soccer team, which were leaked online.
What's going
Hot
on?
Grrr.
Maybe it's something to do with Croatia.
I haven't seen them.
What do you mean?
Nude Croatian.
Where have you been?
Where have I been?
It's been all over the media
all week.
I've
been busy jumping into freezing cold water because you told me I lost a bear.
You've been Googling gay bears who give fellatio to each other.
I lost a bear.
Seriously.
Bears on the...
Anyway, Croatian soccer players were busted skinny dipping in a pool together. I reckon there must be a whole bunch of gayness in the water over there in Croatia. Anyway.
Hi, Dean. The oral... Oh, hello.
That's, the oral bears would have met on the app Bear For You.
Bear
I'm
for
sure
you.
They would. Thank you, Shane, for that. Now, listen, Malcolm from North Melbourne has just signed up as a new member as well. So thank you very much for that.
Thank you.
And guess what? You can do it until June 30th and go in the draw to still win the car, which is fantastic.
That fabulous smart car.
Absolutely. Why are you laughing? Why have you been giggling over there during the years?
No, I've been sidetracked.
Why?
By the bears.
Oh, really?
Like, I'm just, no, we don't, I think, I sort of feel like we're being bad to Humphrey Bee-Bear by playing that music.
No, but I just, longest story ever.
You were making it all sort of a little bit sort of like, you know, inappropriate. And I just want to say, it's not all like just tickles and giggles down there in the bear pit.
Clearly it is.
Apparently, the researchers have said that forced early weaning and subsequent deprivation of proper and sufficient stimulating of the suckling reflex can result in test-searching behaviour persisting into adulthood.
Yeah, of course it can.
In the case reported here, the provider may have found a substitute for teat sucking that also resulted in a letdown of substitute milk. There you go. Very scientific.
Oh, dear.
Everything above board. I know a few humans that
What? I don't think you need to go there. What are you talking about? Stop it. Joy 94.9, Murphy's Law this morning. That's very gospel-like, isn't it?
He's doing a lot of na-na-na-na-na at the end of that song, I thought.
I don't know whether that's exactly how it went.
Tune, but similar philosophy,
23 to 9, heading for top of 16 degrees today. Hi, Stephanie. Stephanie sent us a message.
She did. She said, hi, Anna and Dean. I'm just so pleased that I dropped the kids to school before you broke the bear story.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you know what? On retrospect, so am I, Stephanie.
Oh, dear. On another note, Anna Murphy, I should make mention that this
the
is not.
Kids are at school too.
This is not funny. But it's a lot of us would know in the gay community. There was a porn star, American porn star called Cameron Fox, who passed away. He was one of the Falcon Studio porn stars. Anyway, a conversation took place this morning in pre-production with our producer Tim, and I happened to say, "Oh, that's a bit sad. I've got a couple of Cameron's best works at home. They're all on VHS." And then we sort of talked about it. And I was like, actually, what can you do with your VHS videos?
And for the listener out there who may not have guessed, Dean Murphy is quite the porn aficionado, it turns out. He had a whole cupboard full of it.
Well, there was a few.
People used to come round and use it like a video easy.
Long time single. But anyway, I stocked up all these VHS and I've got them and I'm thinking to myself, well, what do we do with our VHS videos?
Can I just say, you did actually go to the trouble of giving everybody who wanted to borrow off you a VHS a synopsis of the storyline that went along with all of the...
Yeah, including Cameron's.
Yes.
But look, it made me sort of think this morning that maybe, I don't know, for me personally with my lot, maybe I could have a swap meet.
That's a very big swap meet. Or I think the Camberwell Marcus was thrown in there as an idea. If anybody would be interested in swapping VHS DVDs, what do you call them, cassettes with my brother? I think I'll stay out of this one.
I bet you we'll find a million people who would send us messages now. 0427 Joy 949, honorajoy.org.au.
I do believe...
If you think a VHS porn swap meet is imperative, right?
It's imperative that we have this porn swap meet. Campbell Market, you need to give us a stall. It's
if
imperative.
If you think it's a good idea, let us know. 0427 Joy 949, honorajoy.org.au. I can't get that out, the last bit. I'm sorry. On herejoy.org.au.
Josh.au. Party girls, don't get hurt, can't
find out. Joy 94.9, Murphy's Law, hitting the hard-hitting topics this morning.
Does anyone even have VHS tapes anymore?
Okay, before Sia, we were just talking about maybe because I'm at a loose end on what to do with VHS porn tapes.
Well, I don't think, actually, to be fair, I don't think you're at a loose end anymore. I think that's been shipped down to our parents' place now, hasn't it?
Actually, I panicked the other day because I was thinking, did I take the box of porn down to mum and dad's to be stored?
Good.
And then he says to me, oh, I've moved it down to the garage. And I'm like, oh, I hope he didn't open it.
Oh, those poor spiders.
Anyway.
Now, listen, Johnny's got on and said, I have a ton of VHS porn. I took them for a laugh from a friend clearing out his garage. Unfortunately, I don't have a VCR, so if you want them, you can take them.
I do.
The swap meet is on,
the swap meet's
and
on. The swap meet's on. And if you look, I think you would find that, like myself, a lot of people, when you knew that VHS was going to be superseded, would go out and buy a really cheap
video recorder. Oh, yeah. Oh, right over here. He's
got a box. It's still brand new in a box.
Ready to play those videos.
Waiting for the swap meet. Let us know your thoughts.
A suggestion.
What?
I thought we could sort of co-promote here. Mm. You want your VHS video porn swap meet.
Yep.
And we need a venue. And Mum's running a thing down at the church on Sunday afternoon with the Welsh choir. Maybe we could...
I don't know whether St. Michael's needs a, you know...
Can you imagine? Oh, we did really
the
well.
The Welsh choir.
So many people down here and they all had videos.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.